Welcome back to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. I am your host, Mr. Fourth Row. And hey, yes, we are having a bonus episode this week. And on this episode, I have one of my local wrestling talents, and that's Dustin Ulrich. Dustin, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. And I got to correct you because nobody can say it. Ulrich. Nobody can spell it.
Yeah.
And even the announcers sometimes, I tell them all the time, but it's, you can call me the Vulture Dustin Ulrich. Like I said, nobody can say it or spell it, but Ulrich.
Okay. Was I close?
I've been called a lot worse, and it's been butchered many times. So you did all right, actually.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, hey, let's start at the beginning. How did you get first introduced into the world of professional wrestling? Did you watch it as a young Dustin?
So it's been like a part of my family as long as I've been alive. I didn't know him very well because he died when I was three, but my grandpa, on my dad's side, he was a huge wrestling fan, I guess, for years and years. And growing up, my dad and his two brothers and my aunt, they all grew up watching it, and my grandma hated it, but my grandpa loved it. And of course, my uncles and my dad all got into it. So growing up, I picked it up from my dad and I guess my grandpa too, but they always watched it. So as long as I can remember, there was wrestling on the TV on the weekends. It was the only time I could watch it back then, because we never had cable growing up. So the only time I could watch it was either, you know, Saturday, Sunday morning, or late at night, you know, as a teenager at like 12 a.m. or whatever, 1 a.m. in the morning. I'd watch it on the weekends. But yeah, as long as I can remember, man, I've been watching wrestling. And the first thing I remember that really hooked me was watching Hulk Hogan. That was the end-all, be-all. And as soon as I watched WrestleMania 3 with him slamming Andre the Giant and that whole spectacle of WrestleMania 3, like, that hooked me. And then, you know, watching the Mega Powers do their feud, I remember that, watching that growing up as a kid, because Hulk Hogan and Macho Man were my two favorites of all time. And so as long as I can remember, man, I've been watching wrestling, and here we are today still watching it. So
right. And I'm assuming that you and I are fairly close in age. So, and I've never really talked about how I got into professional wrestling, but I think maybe the same time frame. And kind of some of my first memories was, and I want to ask you if this is some of the things you remember too, but like, do you remember when Saturday Night Main Event started up and it was like Hogan and Bundy and the steel cage match and things of that nature?
So I'm sitting in my basement. I have like tons of tapes. I have like all the DVDs and tapes. Like, I remember that stuff. Like, I don't remember that part specifically. Like, I remember watching it on tape after the fact. Like, I remember always watching Saturday Night's Main Event, but the ones that stick out to me more were from like when they did the whole Mega Powers thing and Elizabeth got hurt when they were facing the Twin Towers, and a little bit after the whole Bundy stuff, like a year or two later, is ones that I really remember. Okay. But I wouldn't be surprised if I saw those live as well. But I remember watching other ones with, like, you know, Demolition. And I remember trying to race home and watch some with, like, The Model and The Ultimate Warrior and stuff like that. So I think a couple years after that is the ones I really started watching, like, and remembering it. But, yeah, that whole era was awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And that's, and you know, and I would not hesitate to say, you know, Hogan is what transcended professional wrestling into the mainstream. Once he got on that Sports Illustrated cover, it was on.
Yeah. With Rocky and Sports Illustrated and Rock and Wrestling and WrestleMania, Hulkamania, that just whole time just blew up. And that's what hooked me. Like, as long as I can remember being little, I was like, I have to do that someday after watching, like I said, Hogan and Andre and all the other stuff after that. Like, I was hooked. So, yeah.
So then, how did you come to the decision that you wanted to chase that career path?
Well, just ever since I can remember growing up, I was always doing something active, something physical. I always played sports my whole life. I played the usual, like I played a lot of baseball growing up. I don't know, like since I was a kid, there's lots of baseball. I tried 1 year of soccer just to try it. Our team sucked and we lost every game, even though I was like trying to score goals and stuff. So I kind of that got old quick to me. And then, but I always liked, basketball and football, but I never played them because it overlapped with wrestling in school. And I always did amateur wrestling from 5th grade all the way through middle school, all the way through high school, because I knew that someday I had a thought that I wanted to be a pro wrestler, and that could only help me, especially because I knew guys well before me that, watching growing up, like they all had a, not all of them, but a lot of them had an amateur wrestling background, and they really did good with that, especially as a teenager and coming up in the early 20s when like Kurt Angle was getting huge. And so that, that was always awesome. And even like a lot of the older guys too, I knew that a lot of them had a background in it. So, and even when I was in like high school wrestling and stuff, I was voted, as we had like some banquet and we all got these random awards, and I was voted like one of the most entertaining wrestlers because I'd always try to mix in some of the pro wrestling holds and like pins and stuff when I could. Nothing too crazy because a lot of that's illegal in high school wrestling, but I try to make it fun anyway. And but yeah, I always did that stuff growing up. And because I figured as soon as I graduated, my plan was I was going to go to the WCW power plant because I graduated in 2001. And of course, 3 months before I graduated, they got bought out by WWF and the power plant was no more. And I was kind of screwed on that idea. So that didn't quite work out, but.
Okay, so you kind of got, would you say, just a little bit, I don't know, detoured a little bit. So then, how did you get into, like start your training, for example?
So like I said, in 2001, there was no more WCW. I didn't know of a lot of good places to train, and I tried to look in the wrestling magazines that were big then, and I tried to look online, but there wasn't a ton of stuff really on the internet like there is now. And there wasn't nearly as many local companies as there are now in the Colorado, excuse me, Colorado wrestling scene. There was a couple. The main one that I remember seeing at the time in early 2000s was RMCW, Rocky Mountain Championship Wrestling, and they were around for quite a while, and they even had a local TV show on like Channel 20 late at night on like Saturday nights years ago. And some of my buddies and I would go to that. Like they told me about it, and we started going to some of their shows and watching them. And I had seen a few guys there that are still wrestling today. But I saw that, so I talked to the guy. His name there was Mike Hunt, and he was mostly blind, I found out. That's why they called him Blind Mike. And he had good peripheral vision, but he couldn't see straight very well, and so it was kind of sketchy. But I got to he I called him up and he gave me an address. I rolled up to what became his house, and so he had a ring in the backyard, and so I trained with him. I can't remember his full name, but there was some guy called the East Coast Kid, and there was another guy named Matt that would go on to become Sensational Paul Diamond, who was like the first guy I met and really got along with. He's one of my best friends to this day. And so I met him. He had just started training there like 2 weeks before I did, and this was in 2003, like fall of 2003. And They ran us through the paces and we did a million rolls and back bumps and all this crap. And I'd never felt more terrible in my life after all that. But I was never more excited because it was a start in wrestling. And of course, shortly after that, I had my car stolen from, come to find out it was from my landlord, and it was part of some big drug scam. And so they stole my car, and I, eventually got some money from them, and after taking them to court, and so that kind of derailed my plans again for a little bit. I finally was looking around for more trainers locally about a year later, and I keep looking so every so often, but then I finally got a car about close to a year later. And so the end of 2004, I was looking on the internet and I found the name of a local guy and a company they were training. It's called the APWA, the Altitude Pro Wrestling Academy. And I talked to a guy by the name of Jeff Michaelis, and which some of the local guys know is Mr. Intensity Jeff McAllister, who still occasionally trains with us. Or he used to be known as Sarge or Psycho Sarge years ago. And so I talked to him and he told me, come on down and check out our show. And that was the first Fusion Pro Wrestling show I ever went to. It was late 04. And first thing I remember was he was in the main event facing a guy that's still around today, Junsu. They were in the main event for the heavyweight title, and Junsu was dropping some Vader bombs, and I remember people freaking out, and people actually called the ambulance to come check on Jeff because he was spitting up blood, and people were all freaking out. And I was like, this is the place that I got to train because this is awesome. And I talked to them and him and the other trainer, Billy, shortly after that, and started training in late 04. And with Fusion Pro Wrestling and the Altitude Pro Wrestling Academy, which is kind of somewhat of what we, the Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy kind of sprouted off of some of those ideals and some of the training that me and Matt and some of the other guys got from there and those guys. And so that was it. I got in there and I had my first match in June of 05 in Fusion Pro Wrestling with those guys. And had a blast ever since. So took me a little while to get started, but I got there.
All right. So how was, so that was my next question then. Who was your opponent in your first match and how did it go and everything?
So my first match was June of 05. It was our big show, or our WrestleMania was called Nexus. And it was our biggest show of the year, and when I got a debut, and we had I had a match against Duff Doyle, and he may have beat me that night, but I got the upper hand at the end of the night, and everybody said we had a pretty good match, and for being my first time, and I was nervous as hell. I didn't hardly want to eat anything all day long, but once I got out there, it was awesome. It was a dream come true.
Oh, okay. Very cool. So then you just went on your wrestling career and then you got did you then work get involved in other promotions and things of that nature?
Yeah, I wrestled exclusively with Fusion Pro Wrestling until they decided to close the doors in 2009. And then shortly after that, I started wrestling a few different promotions. We did some lucha promotions, and with my buddy Delta Jr. got me going on some of those. And then I wrestled a short time for IWF, which was run as a second company with Primos. And so I did a few shows with IWF and Primos for a little while in like 09 and 2010. And then a couple shots here and there out of town. Even before that, I did some out of town stuff with UCW Zero, and I That's where I first met guys like Marty the Moth and Big Vig that'll be there this weekend, and Dallas Murdoch and some of the other good guys down there. And then finally in 2010, that's when we decided to get a NRW started, New Revolution Wrestling, which is what we now call Rocky Mountain Pro after a little rebranding a couple years ago. But yeah, so I wrestled several different places around here and finally decided to call that one my home. And it was pretty similar to the style and the mentality of what we had in Fusion, so it was a great fit for me. So
And was did that style and everything, did it was it just kind of just happened by a synergistic kind of thing, or was it kind of like, hey, I have some, was it a lot of input from different people, including yourself?
I think it just, like I said, part of the reason was just the, at the time anyway, like things have changed quite a bit in Colorado wrestling. There's a lot more good companies around. There's a lot more good talent around. At the time, I felt like after Fusion closed, I felt like NRW, now Rocky Mountain Pro, was just had the best talent. And just at the time, like some of the other companies, like the Lucha company, like some of those are fun to do. But I'm by no means a Lucha wrestler. I still had fun doing those shows, but I didn't want to do that, all the time. And at the time, excuse me, RMCW, the Rocky Mountain Championship Wrestling, they were only wrestling sporadically. I did one show for them against Paul Diamond, and I don't know that they ever even ran another show again. Maybe after that they did, but nothing that I was aware of. And then Primo's at the time was mostly like the hardcore stuff, and now they have a lot more different styles. Like they've evolved. But at the time, I didn't want to do just crazy matches. Like I've done some crazy matches, back in the day, but I didn't want to do that every match, and so they've, like, as I've evolved, they've evolved, and I just felt, like I said, Rocky Mountain Pro was more, the place I wanted to be. And we had a lot of good talent then, and it's even gotten better as the years have gone by, so.
Very cool. So let me ask about Rocky Mountain Pro World. Actually, as soon as I started attending the shows, it was NRW for just a smidgen, a moment of time, and I think I caught the end when you were part of Mario Vanger's Disciples for the Sugar Free Movement. Was that correct?
Yeah, we started that. I think that was in 16, I believe that was
Okay.
when we changed. We changed after Milestone in 2016 was the last NRW branded event, and then we changed to Rocky Mountain Pro, and then I believe it was, yeah, shortly after that we started teaming up as the Sugar Free Movement, and we had a few other guys. Zero Cool was in there. For a short while, we had Jason Knoll with us, and so we tried to team up for a little while then, and eventually, we got split up, but we found ourselves back together again. Now we got a lot of the same, all the same enemies, so we kind of found our way back together.
Right. Yeah. So if you guys don't know what Dustin is referring to, just catch up all on Rocky Mountain Pro's Twitch channel. That would be the easiest way to get all caught up. But yeah, you're totally right. So let me ask you, so far in your I got a lot of couple questions here. So far in your wrestling career, what has been the most fun thing that you've done? Has it been like the tag team with Zero Cool for Two Cool Dudes? And also, what about the singles competitive competitor? How have those matches been going? What has kind of been the most memorable stuff for you?
So I've had a lot of good stuff, throughout the career. I mean, some of the most fun stuff, you know, I did some stuff with Zero Cool that was pretty fun. We had a good time together, but you know, it just came time that I needed to go my separate way, and I wanted to get more serious, and you know, I still got a lot of goals for myself in wrestling. And you know, even though me and Zero Cool, we had a good time, and we even won the Rocky Mountain Pro Tag Team Championships for a while, and that was one, definitely a highlight. But as long as you've known me, I've been mostly in tag teams. I've had some, you know, sporadic singles matches here and there, but actually, like most of my career, I've been a singles wrestler. I think for me, the epitome for me was being the Fusion Pro Champion, and at the time, that was the best, biggest company in Colorado. So for me, saying that I was, you know, the top of Colorado for a while was pretty awesome to me. And eventually, whenever we're done, you know, me and Mario were done beating people up and the Sugar Free Movement whole thing has run its course, then eventually I want to set my sights on the Rocky Mountain Pro Championship. And even though I've been around here a while, I've, you know, I still got a lot of miles left in me, and that's the goal down the line. So.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, now speaking of more miles to go, do you have any dream opponents that you have your eye on? You know, it could be from any promotion, anywhere, anyhow.
Oh, it's a pretty good one, man. There's a lot of good talent, and like I said, all over Colorado. And even though I haven't spent a lot of time in several of the companies that are around right now, I still wrestled quite a few guys. You know, I've never met or even been in the ring with Big Guns, but I hear lots of good things about him. He wouldn't be a bad one to get in there with. I think from, let's see, you know, I've never been in the ring. We've both been around for a while. I've never been in the ring with Lonnie Valdez. He's a good one too. And as far as like Rocky Mountain Pro guys, obviously he's the champ now, so I want to get back in the ring with Anaya. I've wrestled him several times, but it was either in tag teams or years ago when we wrestled, we were both completely different wrestlers at the time. Like we've both evolved since then. And he had a lot of backup then because he had Titus Machiavelli and he had Hoodlum in the corner. So there was a lot of shenanigans around our matches, but I definitely love to get back in there with him. Our former champ, Atiba, I've only been in the ring with him once in a six-man tag, and for the short amount of time he's been here, he's been doing great. So I'd like to get a shot against him sometime, just see what he's got and, you know, how we mesh together. And yeah, man, I'm sure there's some other guys I'm forgetting right now, but those are some of the guys that I would love to get in the ring with that I haven't really had much of a chance or not for a while. Unless you can think of any good ones that maybe I should get in the ring with, maybe sometime that you'd like to see me against, but
Well, to be completely honest, I love your list, and you actually had me the first person you had mentioned. I would love to see that. Both, you know, both really strong guys, and you are, you know, if we're gonna maybe break the fourth wall a little bit, you're a little bit of a power lifter, and people don't probably wouldn't believe it by just at first glance, would they?
Yeah, I think, I mean, a lot of people, I've been trying to change the way I've been working out in this last year. And my former trainer for wrestling, Jeff McAllister, is also my personal trainer. So we've been doing a lot more strength conditioning lifts, changing the way I do things. I've been doing stuff that I've never done my whole life. And I'm getting stronger all the time, and it's working. So I think, you know, it seems like to me anyway, like there's some other guys that are, you know, pretty big that, yeah, they're more obvious or just get more, people talk about them more being strong guys, but I feel like I'm one of the strongest guys around, and even if I'm not the strongest, I'm pretty damn close, and I may not be like the tallest guy, but I can definitely hold my own, and I feel like me and Big Guns would probably be a good matchup. Like, I feel like the little bit that I've seen of him, I think we would have a pretty good match together.
Yeah, I'd pay money to see
I appreciate that.
it.
Hopefully one day maybe we can make that happen.
Yeah, I would love to see that. So, and if we if we had to talk honestly, it's not I don't think it's going to happen in the extremely near future, but maybe down the road we can see that. So,
Yeah, maybe we'll have to make some stuff happen and see what we can do about that.
All right. So let's talk about if we can continue to break the fourth wall a little bit. So behind the scenes at Rocky Mountain Pro, you are doing a little bit of training, as well as your agent behind the scenes as well. So tell the listeners how that goes, how that's going on there with Rocky Mountain Pro and yourself.
So I try to go down when I can and go down to our training facility in Golden at the Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy, and I try to help assist as much as I can coaching, and sometimes I don't get down there as much as I'd like because sometimes it's just a crazy schedule, but I love going down there and helping all the new kids out. And just when you see like that light bulb go off in their head and they finally get something and you see them use it, it's awesome. Like I feel, you feel like a proud parent. Like I don't have any kids, but just my two dogs, but I feel like that's what I would be, is I feel like, some of them, like you feel like they're your kids and you have like a proud coach or a proud parent moment. But I love helping out with that. And when I help agent matches, it's more of the same stuff. I try to help give them ideas, stuff maybe they haven't thought of, or maybe their ideas that they have, and maybe just help them tweak stuff to help make their match flow better. Or after the match, I'll try to help give them some constructive criticism, and maybe they could have done this instead of that, or speed this up, slow that down, maybe get rid of this, do that, or whatever. But I try to help give everybody a little bit of criticism that I, if I'm able to watch their match, I try to always watch, as many matches as I can from our talent backstage, either before or after I wrestle. And just because I know I always wanted that, for me, and I didn't always have that. So for me to be able to help somebody out with that, and it's, I feel like it's only going to help them. And especially now with all this stuff on YouTube and Twitch, like we can all go back and watch our matches almost instantly, which is amazing. Because when I first started, we were lucky to get a VHS copy of it. Or after a while, we had a guy that would make DVDs of our shows and sell them the next month. And sometimes there's a, like, we would never see so much of our footage. It was rare to come by. So everything right now being at everybody's fingertips is awesome. Like the new generation now that we're all helping along, they're already better than like all the guys that I came up with. Like they're going to be better than any of those guys had a chance to be, because when I started, we wrestled once a month, or if you went to out of state, you could get some more bookings. And these guys are wrestling, and girls are wrestling all the time and training all the time. And it definitely shows if you watch a clip of shows from 10 years ago, even less than that, and now it's awesome. So any little bit that I can help be a part of that is great for me. So
Well, so to maybe possibly like stroke your ego a little bit. I don't know if you've listened to any of the previous episodes of this podcast, but your name comes up quite often. Either you were somebody's first match, or you helped somebody in, some time, somewhere, even just a little bit. So, it's great to, and I always hear, even when I attend shows, I always hear your name every once in a while. It's like, yeah, Dustin, he's a good guy. He's helped me with this or helped me with that or that kind of stuff. So it's good to see. And I think you're a most valuable person in this industry, especially in the Colorado area.
I appreciate it. It's good to know, and good to hear a little bit of feedback that, I've done some good around here. And like I said, I'm always trying to do what I can, because I only want to make things better. Like that's how it should be. Like, the guys that trained me, like, they always wanted us to be better than they ever were. And I want everybody that I help train to be better than I could ever fathom, because that's just the way it should be, pay it forward in wrestling. And I feel like right now there's a lot of good people around the whole world in wrestling. So obviously a lot of that's working everywhere. So that's awesome.
All right. So let's talk about the extremely near future. So this coming weekend here in Denver, we have the Hangs with Bob Super Camp happening Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you're included with the Rocky Mountain Pro staff. Anything in particular that you are kind of passionate that you're going to be coaching and helping the talent that's coming in to attend the seminar?
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I even more for a cheap plug, I got my Hangs with Bob shirt on here, ready for this weekend. And it's gonna be pretty awesome. Like, I haven't been a part of a seminar this big. I know they had one last year in Rhode Island, and we had several guys move here to become a part of our company because they were so impressed with, a few of our guys that went out there. So that's awesome. And I've done some seminars with Bob and Tim before, and I've done some with Al Snow before, and a lot of the other guys that are going to be helping out, assist, like Marty the Moth, Manny Lemons, Big Vig. I've all been in the ring with those guys multiple times, and it's going to be cool to be on the other side of it, helping coach alongside all this great, amount of talent that's coming out here. And some of the other guys I've never met before, but I've heard awesome things about, like Chris and Congo, like all those guys. It's going to be awesome. Like I said, I'm looking forward to helping other people become better wrestlers, which also will help me. When you help teach it, sometimes it helps you really think about what you're doing too. And this will also help me become a better coach. So all around, I think it's going to be a good experience for me, and it's going to be really good experience for all the talent, because it's insane the amount of experience of the guys that we got. We got people coming in from all over that have experience in WWF, slash WWE, Impact Wrestling, Ring of Honor, even WCW with Leah Hosaka coming in again. She was awesome last time she was here, just picking her brain and talking to her behind the scenes last time she was at our show. It's going to be fun, man. I think it's going to be a great atmosphere, the atmosphere for learning, and I think everybody's going to have a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to it. Like you said, it's going to be a crazy weekend. Seminars all day Thursday, Friday, Saturday, in the morning on Sunday, and then shows every night. I'm really hoping we can still have a show on Saturday. It's supposed to be cold and possibly snowy that day, since that's an outside show in Lafayette, but we'll see what happens. Hopefully it'll be in our favor. I've wrestled outside in the rain before, but never some snow, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm crossing my fingers too. So, That just happens to be, of course, my birthday. I think a lot of people already know that. But so if I had a birthday wish, let's hope the show can still go on.
Well, let's hope so, man. That would be good. So, how many of the shows are you coming to?
I'm coming to all four.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll be there.
We appreciate your support, man. Like, you're definitely one of the guys that everybody knows and everybody recognizes and everybody appreciates coming out for Rocky Mountain Pro. So it'll be good to see you again at all the shows. So.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, Dustin, I appreciate you coming on to the podcast this time around. But before I let you go, if people wanted to follow up with you on social media and check you out, where could they do that?
You can look me up on Facebook, with facebook.com/DustinUrich. Or you can go, or I'm on Twitter, twitter.com, just at Dustin Urich. It'll pop up with my name, the Vulture Dustin Urich. That's really the only ones I do. You can see everything that's going on with me, either Facebook, Twitter, or definitely, with all the Rocky Mountain Pro websites and all that, and Twitch and everything. But yeah, look me up on those two is definitely where I'm always on there and promoting stuff and let you know where we're going next. So
Awesome. All right, cool. All right, once again, I appreciate your time for coming on to the podcast, and I'll be saying hi to you this weekend.
all right, man. Yeah, I appreciate it. Like I said, thanks for having me on here, and it was good chatting wrestling with you. It's always good just BSing with someone about wrestling, so
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Once again, a big thank you to the Vulture, Dustin Urich, for coming on to the podcast this time around. A very, very special bonus episode this week. So once again, check him out this weekend at all of the Rocky Mountain Pro events. So Thursday night for Supercharged 3, the Rocky Mountain Pro Experience at the Rack House on Friday, Saturday at the Romero's Canine Club in Lafayette, and at the Summit Music Hall in Denver, Colorado. You need to get tickets. It's easy as going to rmpwrestling.com. And so I'm not going to do my usual ending information, but just I hope you guys all had fun wrestling with Altitude.